Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Vinny Verga, who's president of Flooring America and Flooring Canada. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm well. We're on the phone. We usually are together when we do these interviews, but I wasn't able to make it to Texas. And you just wrapped up your Flooring America, Flooring Canada winter convention, didn't you?
We sure did.
All right. How did it go?
It went incredibly well. We had a great turnout from our members, and I think they went back to their showrooms feeling re-energized, a new level of commitment, and with a great wind at their back as we start this new year off on the right note.
For some of the listeners who may not be familiar with Flooring America, a little bit of the size and scope of the organization?
Sure. Flooring America and Flooring Canada consist of about 558 showrooms across the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of our members own a single store location, although we certainly have some members who have multiple stores. And anywhere you go in the country, you're liable to run into one of our members.
Okay. And so how's the tone amongst the members as you were meeting with them?
Actually, the tone was really very good. I think a lot of them have seen their business improve since the election. Things seem to be getting a little better from a perspective of customer confidence. And I think they're cautiously optimistic about this new year.
If you would share with me a few of the highlights of the meeting.
Sure. Some of the things that we talked about at the meeting, we've got a brand new Rustics wood collection that we were launching that allowed members to just get a really good, high-quality selection of rustic woods to add to their showroom, in addition to a performance collection of wood that is actually shipping into our members' showrooms as we speak. So really giving them a great 1-2 punch in their wood collection. And then a new introduction, we've got a new merchandising system that we're using for laminate that allows them to really do a great job of showing the looks that are hot today in the laminate market and also at the price points that are so important for today's consumer. So those were, from a product perspective, some of the things we launched that were particularly exciting.
Mm-hmm. What about from a seminar or from a speaker standpoint?
Oh, we had a fantastic speaker. Did you ever have the pleasure of watching the movie The Pursuit of Happiness?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie. If you get a chance to watch it, you'll really enjoy it. Will Smith was the star in the movie, and as well as his son, co-starred in the movie. And it's actually about a gentleman by the name of Chris Gardner's life. It's a story about a man who finds himself homeless, but employed, and about the struggles he had, and how he really stayed committed to his son and to his dreams, and was able to achieve really incredible success, not just financially, but emotionally, and was able to really find a way to give back to his community based on his conviction and his beliefs. And so it was a great way for, I think, members to get re-energized and see that, out of difficult times, often out of that adversity comes great opportunity. And so he was a fantastic speaker, really well-loved.
So it was the author of this movie or screenwriter, or who was it?
They ended up turning it into a movie. He actually has a book out on the pursuit of happiness. He actually has two books out.
All right.
He's a very good author, and they turned it into a movie, and it actually did very, very well. So that was a real pleasure to have him there.
Mm-hmm. All right, and any other key speakers or programs?
Well, we had a lot of education seminars, and they ranged from how to deal with lead paint certification and those kind of issues, because we do a lot of work in home repair today, and that's certainly an issue.
Right.
Also, they run the gamut of improving the profitability of your store in these challenging times, to how to really do effective marketing today that's incredibly targeted and provides a better return on investment. We certainly continue to put a lot of focus on internet marketing, which is an area that we've got a lot of strength and a lot of infrastructure in for our members, driving traffic into their stores. So that was a big focus of the meeting as well.
That's kind of the new front door, isn't it? The internet.
It is really where marketing is going. If you don't have an integrated marketing strategy, you're missing it.
Let me ask you, one of the things that Flooring America does really well, I mean, obviously you help the members buy at a very good price, but you also bring a lot of market insight. Have you done any recent research about what's in the consumer's head and what the right way to approach them is?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we just got done doing a very extensive research study into consumers' purchasing habits today with big-ticket products, specifically floor covering.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I was surprised at how much he's changed this year, even compared to last year or the last couple of years. And there are a lot of wonderful insights that we use to fine-tune our marketing to to make it really resonate with our consumer today. And I can give you a couple insights. I don't want to give away the farm, but to give you some insight, you know, some of the things that we've discovered today is that she's really wringing her hands and really feels a lot of pain over making big-ticket purchase decisions. And companies that can really make them make that consumer feel comfortable and confident in their decision making are going to do significantly better than those that don't. And she is willing to invest more in floor covering than most think she is, but she wants to know that she got a value. So it's not that they're looking for, you know, they're not bottom feeders.
Right.
They want good quality products, but they want to know that they got a good value on those better quality products. So those are just some of the, really, the psychographics that are driving the way customers are shopping today. And it's really interesting and important that your marketing be fine-tuned to resonate with her, because she's changed a lot in just the last year.
And value doesn't mean low price, does it?
No, not at all. In fact, value means that you're getting a good deal, that you're saving money, and saving money is really the new cool, chic thing to do.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, last time I went to your meeting was last summer, and you showed some of the advertisements you were running. I had a chuckle at the one where there was a couple, and they were rustling with trying to decide what flooring to buy. They said to each other they really didn't know anything about flooring, and then afterwards they stood up and put their aprons back on, and one was an orange apron, one was a blue apron. You still running that ad?
We actually went up to it. We've got a new home center ad out that that is just hilarious. That not only is it hilarious, but it's also going to get customers to recognize that if they want expertise in floor covering, that it's not at the home centers they're going to find it. It's at an independent specialty retailer like Flooring America and Flooring Canada.
Where do you run those ads?
Each individual member will run those ads in their local market.
I see. Okay, so you develop the materials, give them to them, and then they do the local buy.
Absolutely, and every market's different. Some members will run it on TV or cable.
Right.
Other members will run a print version of it or a radio version of it or an RLP version of it. But the beauty of our system is you get access to all that high-quality material, and you can run it in the manner that best works in your local market.
Okay. Well, Vinny, I appreciate you spending time with us. I've been talking to Vinny Verga, who's president of Flooring America, Floor Canada. I've been talking about his meeting down in Texas, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.